This is exciting.
Yes, it is. So I think it'll just start recording right now. So do you want to say hi to all my viewers? Not my viewers, future listeners.
Oh, damn. Okay. Hi, everyone. Hello. This is really exciting for me. And I'm so glad to talk to Gayu. She's a good friend. And yeah, I'm Nivedita and I go by Nivi. So, yeah.
Do you want to say anything else about yourself? What you do? What you like doing?
So, I'm an engineering student. So, we are like the happiest batch of people in India. So, that's fun stuff. Other than that, I love writing poetry. I make art. And yeah, that's about it.
And she makes wonderful poetry, and her art is beautiful. I can say that with full confidence. She's amazing at everything that she does. I think the first time that I saw her was in a competition when she was speaking about law, I think, if I'm right. It was about law, right?
Yes, it was about the trans bill. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she spoke so well, and I think we got to know each other from there, and we just followed each other on Instagram after that. And this is the first time we're hearing each other's voices out of that competition, I think.
Yes, I wanted to say that as well. I wanted to say this is the first time we're talking to each other, hearing each other's voice after when we first met. So that's cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. So today, usually I write down a script and I usually have bullet points and things like that. But today I don't have much. I thought we'll just go with the flow. And then I just wanted to listen to your views, your opinions, what you wanted to talk about. And then we'll just go with that. I've never had a guest or on the podcast. So if I do a very bad job at it, I'm really sorry. But yeah.
And I've never done a podcast before, but I've like always wanted to. I wouldn't shut up about like, oh no, podcast, that's a cool idea, we should do it. But I never did it. So I followed Gayatri and I came across the random podcast and I was like, I listened to the last episode and I was like, hey, can I also join you? I wanted to do it for a long time. And she said yes, and I was so excited and finally happening. And so soon too. Thank you for that. You didn't delay, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, I am so glad to have you on. And the last episode was about embarrassing stories. So maybe do you want to share an embarrassing story, something, an embarrassing story that you had on stage, something embarrassing, and we'll start on that good note.
Thank you. So embarrassing stories, huh? I have a lot of them. Where do I begin?
Something that happened in school, maybe.
Cool. Yeah, there's so many. Okay, a very basic story I'd say is me screwing up a speech, which I told Gayatri about after listening to her podcast as well. So it was a speech in 9th standard and it was about Independence Day. So it's like super basic. A fourth grader could have been asked, but I was asked. And I was like, it was exam time or something. And I was both very confident and not so confident at the same time. And I went up the stage and I'm like, happy Independence Day. So Independence Day is celebrated because and I freeze, okay. And I am digging at my coat and all my classmates are staring at me and I'm like, but I had an exam. I have an exam in 1 week, please. I'm so sorry. And I was like, thank you, bye. So that was so embarrassing. And I don't know, in my school that it was like super shameful to have the paper talking. Okay. And my principal, after I screwed up, after the assembly got over, she tells me, you could have had a paper. I was like, what? You couldn't have. Oh my God, if I had known that, I wouldn't have screwed up so bad. And I was so embarrassed. And I felt so bad about it. I was like, I'm never speaking again. Oh, it's just not my thing. What have I been doing all along? But it got better in 10th grade. I did another speech. And obviously, it sucks to not talk. So I got over it eventually. But at that moment, it was the end of the world. Oh my God. The girl who can't do speeches. So yeah, that was
Understand, and especially when you're a kid and when you're just starting to speak and you mess up on stage, it can feel like the end of the world. But to those who are finding difficulty in speaking and those who find it difficult to speak, take inspiration from Nivedita's story. She messed up in 9th standard, she stuck with it, and in 10th standard, she gave another stellar speech. And I also personally feel that it's completely okay to write down things on a piece of paper. What you say at the end of the day is more important than how you say it. So I don't mind people reading off paper, especially when it's not a competition and when you're just trying to make a point or when you're just speaking. I think it's completely fine to have a paper in hand. So what are your thoughts on it? I think we excessively shame people for not remembering or not mugging up things before they come and speak on stage, especially young kids. We keep telling them that, hey, you need to, speak without the paper. But I think it's fine to speak with the paper. I think as long as you put your thoughts on paper and put your own thoughts down, I think it's completely fine how you speak. I think we need to encourage kids to write and speak more, and we shouldn't tell them that this is the right way to do that or this is the right way to do it. Like, if they want to speak, let them speak. I think that's one way to encourage more people to speak. Just speak. It doesn't matter if you have a paper in hand or not.
So true, so true. I feel like our schools have this intolerance towards failing. Oh, and oh my
Oh, yeah.
God, I used to be so terrified of failing. I used to think of small failures at the end of the world. And I think after college, even in college, it's the same thing. You can't score low marks, you can't screw up tests. But I think in the pandemic, I realized that it's really okay to screw up. I mean, it was not a easy thing to learn. It was very, very hard to accept that, hey, you fail sometimes. Things don't go according to your plan. I mean, especially when you're trying out new things and it doesn't go well, it used to feel like, okay, you're either good at something or you're not. I have such an all or nothing mindset sometimes, and it's not a very productive mindset. It's like, oh, you succeed excessively or you fail. But to allow
You
myself to screw up.
right. So do you feel like if you start something and if you're not immediately really good at it, that then it's not worth pursuing it? For example, let's say you really enjoy art and you are amazing at art, but let's say you really enjoy art, but you're not happy with the way your art is going. Do you immediately feel that because you're not successful, you have to quit that particular thing? Do you sometimes feel that way?
It's always my first thought when I screw up. Definitely, it's not great, but yes. And I feel like that's why I have art blocks sometimes. It's like, okay, see, that was fluke. All of that was fluke. You should just stop trying. I have that mindset, but it's so important to be like, okay, that doesn't mean anything. You have to go forward. Please don't stop trying. Remember when you used to be not so good at it, but you've come a long way. You know, it's like it's a motivation. You do something, it's not good enough, motivation again. Then you do something that's good, and it's like, oh my God, I'm actually good at it. But then it's a whole cycle because if you want to grow, you have to make things that are not great, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
But
that is true.
it's like, yeah, it's this excessive cycle, like, but yeah, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's just, no, we're not gonna do that. No, I need to make art, so screw that noise. Yeah.
I understand. So I think at the end of the day, even if you're not very even if, for example, I can't write really well. Like, for example, I see a lot of people write amazing things, and I know that I can't write like them. And sometimes I'm like, hey, nothing is going to come off writing, so maybe I should just stop. But at the end of the day, if you enjoy doing something, it's okay if you're bad at it to keep doing it. And I think mediocrity is fine. Everyone is mediocre at most things. So I think mediocrity should be celebrated. And we always say that always go for the top, gun for gold. It's fine. It's fine to not gun for gold. It's fine to just enjoy the things that you do without being great at it. So I think that's also something to think about and keep in mind, I think.
Yes, definitely. I feel like we can blame capitalism for this also. We can blame everything on capitalism, basically.
What
everything
do you think
that's
about
wrong
capitalism? And what are your main qualms about capitalism? I really like listening to people talk about what they think is wrong with today's world or economy. And what are just your opinions on capitalism? How do you think the world would be better? Or what is your ideal world, or what is your ideal society? Like, just walk me through it.
Okay. So I guess, okay, is it true that we didn't really focus a lot about capitalism in our school textbooks? Like, I don't really remember learning a lot about capitalism specifically.
I did state, which syllabus did you do, if I may ask, if you're comfortable with sharing?
Yeah, I was in CBSE.
Oh, all right. So I did state. So first, maybe I'll just tell you what we learned, and then you can go about what you learned. So
okay.
In school, I remember that we had one chapter in economics, 11th or 12th. I don't exactly remember. So they just went through, we just learned about mercantilism, capitalism, socialism. We learned like singular paragraphs about everything in economics. And then we just learned about the basics of economics. And the basics of economics was basically neoliberal economics, which does have capitalism as at its core, because they're trying to maximize profits and minimize costs, and they're trying to maximize utility. So yeah, we do learn about capitalist concepts, but I don't think we learn about socialism much. I do think that most of the economics that we find in school textbooks has like capitalist concepts. And I study economics, but I'm terrible at economics. So somebody listening to this might be like, hey Gayatri, you are absolutely wrong. Shut up. Don't say all of this. But yeah, to my understanding, this is what I think we learned. So when you look back in school, like you might have studied 11th and 12th science, so when you look back till 10th, do you feel like we learned something about the economic system? How did you feel? Did you learn anything about capitalism, how the world works?
Wait, so what you learned about capitalism was in a positive light. As you were taught, most of it was capitalism, not like, oh, capitalism is bad because of points, points, points. That was not how we learned it, right?
No, I don't think I knew what capitalism exactly was until I came to college, to be honest. Because I just learned, I knew, my teacher told me that India was a mixed economy, and mixed economy has a combination of capitalism and socialism. And I'm like, yeah, cool, I don't care. And then we just went and learned about the law of demand, the law of supply, and all of that in school. And only when I came to college did I understand that there are, you know, all of these different economic concepts and blah, blah, blah. And I still don't understand everything like very deeply, so yeah, that's there. What is your ideal society, or what are the problems that you have with society right now, and what would be your ideal society?
Okay, an ideal society would most definitely be a more inclusive society, a society with gender equality, a society that acknowledges LGBTQ plus people and their rights. So that is what I think is an ideal society. And an ideal society should have a proper equal social structure too. not something archaic like casteism or capitalism actually just fuels capitalism, I mean casteism. So that's also bad. So yeah, just a more equal
Right.
society.
Okay. So a society that is free from caste, a society that is free from casteism, a society that is free from sexism, a society that is more inclusive, a society that isn't homophobic, a society that is ideal to live in without anyone feeling bad about themselves, anyone facing institutional or social oppression, a society that is equal and equitable is the society that you would want to live in.
Yes. That's a big
Right.
daydream, isn't it?
It's a very I hope that we get there, and I really hope that we, you know, keep fighting for that society, and I really hope that we get there. But I what are your opinions? You said that capitalism fuels casteism. Do you want to talk more about that? Do you want to share more about that?
Yes, definitely. So,
Yeah, go on.
okay, from what I learned in school, my ideas about casteism was basically, oh no, capitalism bad. But then why are they asking about my caste in like school forms and everything? If it's so bad, then why do we even have to? I mean, it used to exist, but it doesn't really exist anymore because I mean, isn't our classroom a more equal space and all of that? Only very recently did I realize, like, about how casteism doesn't really get enough attention as compared to maybe how much sexism is scrutinized, but casteism is not scrutinized in the same way because people don't really want to accept that casteism exists, but it still definitely exists in workplaces and schools, and we are definitely not equal in any way. And I feel like capitalism being very profit motivated doesn't really care if there's casteism or anything. It just needs more profit. And with that, they kind of become intersectional in creating more prejudice. As in, now all the rich people, they are from upper caste, and it's kind of coinciding, right? In all these very rich colleges and schools, elitist schools, it's always these very rich people's kids studying there, and there's rarely ever someone from the lower caste. And also the topic of reservation, it's so debatable for, I don't know, it shouldn't be debatable. And also people still go around saying things like reservation should not exist, it should be merit-based, but it being merit-based does not make it equal. We have privileges, we have to acknowledge that, and favors those with privilege. And those who do not have that privilege are affected in very, very small ways that are very invisible to people who are above them, or not just invisible, they are willfully blind. They don't want to accept it. So yeah, it sucks. It's like two worse things that just join hands and become horrible. And yeah, you get our society.
I completely agree with everything that you said, and yeah, there's nothing that I disagree with. And I do think that the conversation that everyone that is having around reservation right now is also not, as you said, this is not the conversation that we must be having. We mustn't be questioning something that is provided by the Constitution. We should not be questioning affirmative action. It is there in the Constitution. It's the constitutional right, and I don't think we must be questioning it. And Reservation is important, and reservation is important to make our classrooms more inclusive. And it is something that is incredibly important and something that we must all support. I think there needs to be more reservation when it comes to a lot of private colleges and private offices and things like that to make it more inclusive. And inclusivity is never a bad thing, at least in my opinion. So yeah, I do agree with everything that you said, and I do think that our conversation around reservation should change, because from a young age, a lot of us are exposed to this notion that reservation is bad, that merit is good. But merit at the end of the day is a scam, because the access to resources is not equal. So only when everyone has equal social and economic opportunities can we say that, hey, merit is, merit is okay. But we don't live in a society like that, and merit in a society that we live in is just scam. And yeah, I completely agree with everything that you said.
So true. Yeah.
And moving on to, okay, we spoke about something that is very, very important and something that that is like a really heavy topic, but I'm just going to move to a little bit lighter topic right now. No disrespect, or it's not like I'm moving away from the conversation. I just wanted to ask you about a few more things, if that is okay.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to talk about more with you.
All right. So I just was wondering about your favorite books, your favorite movies, things that have deeply impacted you during the lockdown, things that you would like to share with people.
Yes, the lockdown, a wonderful time of our lives.
So yeah, just tell me about your experience during lockdown, and how did you feel, and what kept you going? Okay.
It started with this, oh my God, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to fulfill my extreme potential. And it went great for like 2 weeks, I think. 2 weeks in March, okay? And the beginning of April 2020 was, okay. It was, okay, you're going to do so much art, you're going to finish so much college work, and you're going to be good at everything because you have the time. And you're never going to have this time. And it was this obsession with perfection and getting things done and being productive. And I definitely looked down on others who were like, oh no, it's boring now that we're home. Like, shut up. You have this time. Do something with it. But then all of that perfectionism and all of that definitely caught up with me. Caught up with me, and I was so exhausted. I was like, oh my God, this really sucks. People are actually dying and you want to get things done. You have the privilege to be productive. Well, this pandemic is just spreading and spreading, and we have to stay home, and some people can't stay home, and everything that is wrong with the world is just going to get worse. And it was this, there was so much fear with the not going out. We never experienced something like a freaking pandemic before. So all of that caught up with me, and it was this difficult, it became this difficult time. But then it got better with, I started a watching series, and you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, you definitely talk to a lot of friends like, oh no, this sucks, that sucks. But I, at the beginning, I really scrutinized myself like, oh my God, why do you complain about all of this? All of these are such first world problems. What is wrong with you? You're so privileged. You shouldn't be feeling all of these things and all of that. And then time went on, and then online classes started, and it was this, oh my God, what is happening? And it was mom joking about how you'll only go back to college in a year, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then it became 2 months, and then a year, and we've still not gone back. So yeah, initially it was definitely difficult, but then it became better with this acceptance, like, I don't know where this is going, but I'm just gonna hang around. And so I did create a lot of art in the beginning, And then I read a lot of books. So there's this book by Cassandra Clare. It's called Clockwork Princess Angel something. I don't properly remember it, but it's a trilogy, and I read two of those books, so that was great. But also there was this space where you couldn't act. Wait, can you actually hear the wind?
A little bit, but that's completely fine. In my podcast's motto is we provide content that is constantly interrupted by the wind, by vehicles, and all these sorts of things, and we just think of it as background music. So that's the motto of this podcast. So you don't have to worry about that. The listeners are used to it. Yeah, go on.
Okay, thank you so much for that motto. That really comforts me. So after the books, it was the series, and the series really, I watched so many series last year. I was like, okay, so 2020, I watched so many series. I'm done for life, okay? You're just going to watch one or two a year, and you're gonna be done with it. So that was there. But also, I feel like I only seriously started writing in the pandemic, which I actually forgot. I was like, oh, my blog, I did this, I did that. And I was like, wait, you actually only started this during the pandemic? And I was like, oh, yes, I totally forgot about it. Because it's been so long that I kind of get the feeling that I've been doing it forever. But I only like believed in myself as someone who writes poems only in the pandemic. I used to like write and send out to everybody, like to send out to my cousin and be like, check it out, I wrote something, and I feel like it's great and all of that. So writing was really something I only did in the pandemic. And I also created a blog, which is amazing. I post like once in 2 months or once in a month.
That's great.
And
That's a completely all right and wonderful pace to go on. I post once in a year, so that it's once in a month is consistency at its peak.
I love your blog, by the way. It's always this change in perspective, awesome thing. And you really need the patience to read it because it's yours is always so long. Okay, now they're playing the. Can you hear
Yeah,
that?
but it's a part and parcel of this podcast. If you want to listen to us, you also have to listen to all the amazing background noise. And I do agree, I do write long blogs. I always try to keep them short because when I started writing, one of my cousins once read and said read a story that I wrote and said, "Hey Gayatri, this is way too long. People will not read this." So I tried to make it shorter and shorter over the years, but then I never managed to, I never managed to stick to the length that I want to stick to. I just keep writing and writing and writing. And yeah, I just end when I want to end. I start when I want to start. And I'm like, hey, this is not like a publication. I'm just writing for myself and like a couple of people who read. So it's fine. People will read if they want to read. And I've come to that place. I don't write things that are sellable or write things that, will grasp people's attention. But those who read it, I hope they, have a chuckle at the end of it all.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah,
You
go
know,
on.
whenever you post, I have to be like, okay, mindset change. I'm okay to actually reading very long content right now. So I'm just gonna do it. I just have to like allow myself to feel that it's okay to read long things. You do not have a poor attention span from Instagram. That's in the past. That's in the past now. So I feel like at the beginning of the pandemic, the most important thing for me was to be productive and achieve great things. But in the end of 2020, what I actually achieved was I feel like personal growth. I feel like such a mature 20-something saying that.
You are a
But
mature
it was
20 something.
thanks for reminding. I used to be
It
18 years
doesn't feel
old.
like you've grown up, right? It doesn't feel like that. I still feel like
Not.
you're kids because we didn't have the 2 years of real world experience punch us in the face. So I just feel like I'm just 17. I don't feel 19 yet.
Yeah, 19. Oh God, I want to stay 19 forever. Why do I have to be 20? So anyways, that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah.
So in terms of personal growth, it was realizing it's okay to be not okay. Just, to accept that you're mentally being not okay is totally okay. And to just, I realized a lot last year in terms of dealing with myself, I would say, as in productivity also, what it meant to me. Why am I forcing it? Whoops, oh, my phone almost slipped, so okay. So like what it meant to me, why is it so important for me? And then I had to deal with, oh no, I haven't been productive for so long. And then I had to be like, hey, it's okay, you can still do great things and to get back to it. So it was a whole thing. And I am definitely not the same person I was at the beginning of it. And I definitely feel like I've grown up so fast. And I still, whenever I remember that I'm turning 20 this year, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be 20. You don't understand. I used to be 18. Okay, I swear I was 18 like just a few days back. I was actually even shocked with turning to 19. But now it's 20. It's like,
The
but
world
yeah, it's
feels more
fine, I
real.
guess.
I mean,
Yeah,
I don't.
it's like, yeah, you're
The
like,
idealism that you had when you were a child just vanishes, and you're like, oh, the world is actually a bad place, and there are not a lot of things you can do to change it. Oh my gosh, is this what being an adult is? Being pessimistic and sad all the time?
yeah. Oh, who would have thought? But I feel like I also realized that feeling is okay, that confused, oh my God, what do I do? I had this obsession with figuring everything out.
Yeah,
I also
I have it
realized
right
that,
now.
yeah, this thing for control, like I need to know everything about where this is going, my mindset, everything. I need to know everything. So I had that mindset, but I also was like, hey, I one day just realized, hey, you know that when you were 16, you didn't know so much, right? And you didn't have to stress about it. You could have just been like, I'll just figure it out. I'll get to know it when I get to know it. That mindset could have saved you so many bad days. And I was like, wait, yes, that is revolutionary to just think that I don't know anything. So I realized that and I was like, wow, I don't know anything and I don't feel bad about that. So that happened. That was crazy. Yeah.
That's a nice thing to figure out, because I constantly feel like I've always wanted to do something that I really like, but I have a tough time figuring out what I actually like. So sometimes one day I'll just wake up and say that, hey, I'm going to go to a faraway place and build a little house of my own and sell food stuff that I make with my mediocre cooking skills, and just live in this like really small, modest house, and then work here and there and make money. And on other days, I'm like, hey, I want to do something big, and I want to, I want to pass this exam, and I want to do this and that. And then I remind myself that I can't do maths, basic maths. And on other days, I just want to be a writer, but then I remind myself that I actually can't write. So it's a cycle, and I don't know what I want to do. But as you said, the more you worry about it, the lesser you'll actually, I mean, you can't solve all those questions by worrying. So what will happen. For now, I'm just like messing around and wasting time, and whatever will happen will happen.
Yeah. Also, I disagree with you on the writing thing. You're pretty
Yeah,
great
give me
at
an
it.
ego boost. Thank you, thank you. I was just fishing for compliments. Thank you for calling me a great writer.
Actually great, and one day when I have the attention span, or when I hack my brain somehow to have that attention span, I'm gonna binge read your blog. It's a promise. I'm
That's
going
very
to
sweet.
So yeah, I definitely get that, the whole shifting of dreams. Like I wake up and I'm like, I'm going abroad one day, and then it's, wait, I'm actually gonna get my master's. Oh wait, no, I need a job. Wait, you need money. Oh my God, it's a whole thing. I'm actually gonna be in Chennai, and then, oh no, not Chennai. I mean, you've been in Tamil Nadu for so long. Go out there. Wait, you don't know Hindi. I'll figure it out. It's a whole thing. Wait, I don't even want to pursue engineering. It's sad enough already. I get the whole I'm gonna be a writer thing. I Yeah, but I guess it's whatever happens, we'll figure it out. I will not get the answers now, so I'm just gonna future
So
me, take care of them. Thank you very much.
this is a question that I like to ask everyone. If money wasn't a thing, right, you could spend as much money as you wanted. Like money wasn't a thing, or let's just say that in the world, money does not exist and you can do anything that you want to do. What would your goal be? Let's just think of this as an idealistic society where everyone is really happy and everyone is pursuing what they want. So there aren't any problems that you're going to solve with the money. You can do anything that you want to do. The world is a beautiful place. You have all the money you want. Now, what would you do? What would be your ideal life to lead?
I would travel a lot.
If
A
money
lot.
wasn't
I
the
would
thing, right?
travel. Yes, I would travel everywhere. I have this thing, okay? I love taking pictures.
Right, right.
I like taking all kind of pictures. I like, just I woke up selfies that don't look good at all. Oops, my phone slipped again. Okay, so I like these really bad selfies. I take pictures of everything. Oh my God, this looks great. So I would just take my phone, any phone, and I would take pictures. And I think I would write, like, okay, this is where lovers meet, or something cheesy and shit like that. So yeah, I think it would be traveling.
Traveling,
I still
nice.
want to do it. Yes, it's something I really, 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 really want to do. But I'm also the same place person. If you come to me and you ask me where to go here or there in my hometown, I'd be like, wait, I just need to talk to my mother for a second, please. So I'm also that person, but I'm dying to travel the world, dying to be like, just speak about all the beautiful things I see, the mountains I conquered, the seashores. Yeah, that kind of thing, really.
That sounds
I really
amazing, and I hope
want
you get to do it.
to happen. Yes. Thank you, Ayu. That's really
Is there
sweet.
any particular place that you want to visit, like in the world, this place that you really want to go to?
Okay, I want to go to all the places that people say, okay, all these cliche answers they give, Paris and what else, Amsterdam and London. I want to go to all these places. And I had this phase when I was obsessively telling people I'm gonna go see the Northern Lights. So I had that phase. I'm gonna go skydiving off of here. I'm gonna go jump off a cliff. Wait, not in a Not in a bad way, in an adventurous spirit of the nature kind of way.
Right.
But I feel like nowadays what interests me most is all these small places with so much personality, I would say. Places with so much personality. All these beaches. I like looking at the people, how different they are. Even a small beach or I don't know. Okay, great stuff. I actually got my license today.
We
I
are
got
so proud of you. I can't
it.
drive.
Oh, driving has been this, it has bothered me for so long that I can't drive. And I finally got to it in March, okay? In March, I started going to driving class, and then college reopened, and then I went to college, and then I came back, and I was like, I'm gonna go back to driving class, and I did. And then second wave came out. And then I went to a different place. I went to my perema's house.
Right.
And then I came back. And it was July. And now I finally got my license.
I'm
So
very, very proud of you. It's amazing.
I was texting everybody today, like, I got my license. I got my license. I'm a big girl now. And then everyone was like, wait, I've been a big girl for a while. I was like, I remember that. And I was like, anyways, I feel like a big girl today. So who cares? So yeah. Oh, the thing I wanted to tell you was, we went to the RTO office. We did
Right.
everything.
Yeah.
And we went to eat. My mother and
Okay.
I, we went to eat. And I don't know. I feel like it's the staying in the houses for so long that has done this. But I saw this alley. And it was such a crowded alley. Not just crowded in terms of people, it was crowded in terms of the shops also. There were so many shops just lined up. I saw it and I turned and I was just going my way. And then I was like, wait, that's such a crowded place. Look at how the boards are popping up. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that place have so much personality? Shouldn't you be writing poetry sitting across from it? I thought of all these things and I kept staring, like back and forth, looking forward so I don't fall, looking sideways so I can keep up with the alley. And I feel like people noticed and they were like, what is wrong with you? But still, I was walking and I kept staring at it. And then, you know how these roads are. There was like a muddy puddle and everything. And I was like, oh no, puddle. Oh, but look at that, an alley. I'm gonna talk about this. And I did. That's exciting. So, yeah. Fun
That's
stuff.
actually pretty fun to listen to. Take me there once.
It's such a normal alley. It's nothing special, okay? I just
Romanticizing every
confess.
part of your life is fun.
It is so much fun. I was like, oh, she walks through the alleys and she's looking over there. And oh, she sees something beautiful. Dude, you're just walking over an alley. Please don't run into the traffic. Go eat or you'll faint. You've been in the RTO office for so long. Please
These
go have lunch.
Tumblr posts have ruined us all.
Oh, yeah. It has made us all a generation of simps and over emotional people. Yeah, just romanticizing everything. Like, oh my God, the stars, they present themselves for me. The sky, they exist for me, and stuff like
I do
that.
that in the sky a lot. Like I have to go at least once a week and sit under the sky and act like the sky belongs to me and I am the sky's only friend. And it is something that I've done since I was like a kid, and it's something that I can't stop doing also. I just chumma go sit and talk to the sky. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. And obviously it's a very routine habit that I do it. I've been doing it for a long time and I do it till today. I just chuma sit and talk to the sky. I don't know why or what, but it's just something that I do and it's something that I've always done. So yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, I know that too. I have a thing for the sky. Like, I write things like, oh, marshmallow skies. It's a boat and it's coming towards me. And I came up with this really cheesy line this once. I wrote, I want to send you a love potion worth of clouds so that they can rain on you and you can come back to me on a boat. Oh my God, that was
Oh
so cheesy.
my
It wasn't even targeted to the person, okay? The main character is the clouds.
Right. It's a nice piece. All poetry is good poetry.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice poem. It's a nice piece.
Yeah. So,
So
do you have. Okay, tell me about your travel list. Something tasteful
I
to go through.
honestly I think about traveling a lot, but the first thing that comes to my mind is whenever I think about traveling is first figure out how you're gonna pay for it and then think about traveling. Or else you never think about things that you can't, plan to achieve. That is what I used to think for the longest time. But recently, I've just been letting loose and I've been like thinking about all these beautiful places that I would like to see. I really like listening to like old Irish music. So I've always wanted to visit Ireland. And there's a lot of
Wow.
places like in India itself I want to visit. So hopefully one day. I'm not a very big travel buffer. I've not really thought about travel that much, but there are some places here and there that I would like to see. For example, as I said, I've always wanted to go to Ireland. I've always wanted to visit Assam. I've always wanted to visit Darjeeling, just like normal places that people say are really beautiful in India and places that you really must see. I've always wanted to visit Sri Lanka and Morocco and a couple of places here and there.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Okay, why Ireland? Nile Horan?
Definitely one of the reasons. I'm not going to deny it, but I think the scenery, first there's this show called Derry Girls, which is about the conflict between Northern Ireland and it. Okay, I'm not going to explain the conflict much because I might do a terrible job at it. It's just if you just read about the conflict in Northern Ireland, you'll probably find a lot of resources on the internet that are better than me. So it's just a conflict in that area. Britain is obviously involved, like they are in all conflicts, and hi, welcome back again.
I'm so sorry. I was
That's
just
completely
listening to
fine. Meetups are a past part of this podcast. As I told you before, we here strive for mediocrity. So as long as we are audible, as long as we are kind of coherent, not even really coherent, it works. Everything flies. It's
Yeah,
fine.
thank you. I dropped my phone flat and I was like, wait. At
Fine.
least you're still talking. And it was like, oh no. Anyways, you were talking about Ireland. Please go ahead about Derry Girls and
Yeah,
you
so
were.
Derry Girls is like the show, and then it's about the conflict in the Irish region, about with Northern Ireland and Britain and the troubles and all of that. And I was really fascinated by the series, and I started reading a lot more. And after that, I started listening to a lot of Irish music, and all of this started because I was googling something about Niall Horan. And then there's also this book that I read by Anna McPartlin called wait, I have it near me. One second. It's called Somewhere Inside of Happy, and I'll read out the back of the book for you. Maisie Bean is a fighter, a survivor. 17 years ago, she went on a first date that went so badly. It was enough to put the girl off chips. The marriage that followed was hell, but it gave her two children, funny, caring, Jeremy, and bullish but brilliant Valerie. Just as it seems, everything might finally start going right. 16-year-old Jeremy goes missing. The police descend and a media storm swirls over 5 days of searching that hurtle towards an inevitable, terrible conclusion. Maisie is facing another fight, and this time it's the fight of her life, but she's a survivor. Whatever the odds, she'll never give in. So it's the story of a mother in search of her boy who goes missing. So that's basically what the story is about. And I read this. This was a very Irish book. And I found this in a secondhand bookstore. And then I read this. And then I started like searching for more Irish books and Irish shows. And that's how I stumbled upon Derry Girls and then Irish music. And then I just wanted to visit, I've wanted to visit I Ireland ever since. It all started with a simple Google search about Niall Horan's hometown, and then that led me to wonderful things. So yeah, I have One Direction and Niall Horan to thank. So yeah, that's the
That's a
whole
whole
thing.
spiral. Wow. That is so interesting. And the story sounds really, really intense.
It's
Wow.
a wonderful book. It is an absolutely wonderful book. I think it's very underrated.
Wow. It
I
really
think you
sounds
might
amazing.
enjoy it. I think you might enjoy it. I think it's the kind of book you will really appreciate and enjoy. I think you might like it.
Wow. Wow, send it to me.
I will. I will post it to you.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's real friendship. If they post for you, they're willing to go the length.
Have you written, do you have you ever posted to somebody? Do you write letters?
Well, I did one.
All right.
So
How did you, was it like a pen pal thing or?
I wrote the letter to my tata, okay? I was in college first year and I was super
Interesting.
emo. I was super emo about the fact that I was in college and I didn't I wrote the letter, I
You
put
were
it
in
in
a hostel.
the cover. Yeah. Oh God,
Oh, you were in a hostel
hostel.
in Chennai.
Not Chennai, Erode.
Erode, all right. So, you live in Trichy and you were in hostel in Erode.
Live in Salem, hostel in
Okay.
Lake
See,
for a
I
sec.
completely messed that up. I'm
So
really sorry. Apologize. Go on.
I'm from Salem and my college is in Erode. For a second I was like, whoa, wait, oh. Anyways, moving
All right.
on.
I said Trichy by ac not by accident. I thought you were from Trichy for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, I am a terrible friend. Please go on.
You are the friend who will post for me, so forever.
Yeah, I
Anyways.
need to get your address right first, or else it's going to a Nivedita in Trichy.
Yeah, surely I'll text it to you right after.
All right,
So
yeah.
it was for Tata and I posted it and he wrote back. And it was fun. It was just about, oh, college is like this and that, and I'm doing fine, and I'm making new friends, and life is awesome. Write back to me. So yeah, that was fun.
That's a
That I
did you
did.
like did you write and like immediately call and tell him that, hey, I posted a letter, make sure you read it, or was it like a surprise thing?
I didn't tell him, but I told everybody else. I was like, Amma, I wrote this. Akka, I wrote this. I told my cousins. I told them. I was like, you know what I did? I do cool things for the people I love. I wrote a letter. So, yeah,
That's sweet.
it
That's very sweet.
was a thing. And, yeah, I mean, in the end, I was telling everybody, like, make sure he reads my letter. You have to make him read my letter. So, that was there. Fun
Right.
stuff.
I remember that I used to try to write letters when I was a kid. When I w one of my two of my friends used to live nearby, they were brothers, and then they moved to somewhere else. And I really wanted to write to them, so I got they were moved to another city. I think they moved to Trichy, I guess. Okay, Trichy has been mentioned in this conversation a lot, but yeah, they moved from where I live in Chennai to Trichy. And so once they moved to Trichy, I wanted to really write to them. I could have easily called them also, but no, I wanted to write because that seemed cooler. So I wrote, and then I drew them. I drew a picture of them, and I missed drawing the hand for one guy. A picture in the sense, like a very random third standard girl drawing a picture kind of thing. Chumma one shirt and one shorts and one like. And then I forgot to draw hands for one guy, and he called me once he got the letter, and he was like, "How dare you do this? How dare you draw me so badly?" And he was genuinely angry, and he was really disappointed with me, and he was like, "You've butchered my picture. My hair doesn't look like that. My shirt doesn't look like that." And yeah, we were kids, and yeah, whatever. It was fun though. That was one of the first letters that I wrote to someone, and I really like writing letters to people. It's a very inconvenient form of relaying messages when you want to really contact someone immediately or urgently. But at the same time, it's also fun. If you have some time, I think the way process of waiting for a letter is amazing. I love writing to pen
Yeah.
pals and stuff, so it's fun. It's nice. I like writing to
Yeah, it's
people.
so sweet. That's such a cute story. So,
I'll write to you. Send me your address and I will write to you.
yes. So far, we have come to the conclusion that Trichy is tricky. So,
Trichy is tricky.
yes. I wanted to say that.
Nicely done, nicely done. We also appreciate really bad puns
Thank
in
you
this
so much.
podcast. Your puns
I'm
are
great.
always welcome. Terrible jokes and bad puns are everything that this podcast stands for, along with bad, bad, not bad.
I feel so included.
Yeah, you're the first guest, so you've gone down in the history books right now.
Yes, special person. Remember me, tricky is tricky. I know it's a very bad pun, but in my head it's like, ooh, I think it's pretty
It's like a
good.
masterpiece. I often
Yes.
like think of something and I immediately say it out and nobody laughs and I'm like, hey, you guys have bad taste. In my brain it is funny, therefore it is funny. Because you guys have
Yeah.
terrible taste, I can't help it.
Yeah, damn right.
So, do you like watching like comedy and stuff? Like comedy shows and stuff like that? Or what is your genre, that genre, however it is pronounced? What is your favorite thing to watch? What kind of stuff do
Okay,
you like?
so
Reading and watching?
okay,
Yeah, go on.
okay, with respect to comedy, I definitely had this stand-up watching phase. I was
Okay.
like, I watched every one of Kenny Sebastian's specials. And then I was like, Kanan Gill. And then I was like, oh, this super cool guy. And oh, this is also cool. So I had that phase. I go through these phases of preferred genre. But right now, the genre I love the most is something I used to really hate back then. Okay. I mean, generally, I used to hate it so much. It is sappy rom-coms and Disney movies I've always loved. But when the two of
Nice.
them meet, when the two of them meet, that's even more special. So yeah, Disney slash rom-com. That's the face of genre liking. Oh God, that was so terribly phrased, but that's what I like right now.
I love sappy rom-coms. Like, it is the
Yeah.
best genre. It is the best. Like, name a sappy rom-com, be it in Tamil or in English. I've probably seen it. I love sappy rom-coms. I mean,
Make you feel so good.
they make you feel amazing, and I think they deserve a lot more
Respect, love,
respect
adoration.
and praise than they do. It is like cinematic masterpiece. I don't care about Quentin Tarantino. I don't care. Like, Notting Hill is much better than whatever stuff where people like pull each other's heads and there's a lot of violence and all that stuff. I would choose like a rom-com over that any day. And I also like feel that I've always thought that rom-coms generally don't become popular, or they're termed like chick flicks and things that only women will enjoy. But I think that's definitely changing now. But I think that was like a common perception of rom-coms, especially when it started out, that only women will like these kind of movies. And I think that's why people don't think of it as like, really good cinema, because as soon as women like something, it's immediately not as good. It's immediately something that, So I think that, but obviously that's changing. The perception is changing, but
It's the
I
best.
think rom-coms are amazing.
Yeah, this happiness makes you feel so good. It's ridiculous. Yesterday I actually watched a Barbie movie.
Ooh, nice.
And then I watched Princess Diaries. And recently I watched Cruella and I can't shut up about it. I'm like, have you seen Cruella? Have you seen Cruella? It was so.
Haven't.
You have to. But
I
also,
will.
you have to. It's so good. Also, if I were to tell my 6-year-old self that I would be pining for the crazy dog killing psycho lady, I would be very disappointed. I can't believe I. I moved over to her side and I was like, oh, Dalmatian's bad. That is something that my younger self would definitely be sad about and disappointed in. Yeah.
Right, right. I feel like when I was younger, especially when I was like a kid in the sense 4 to 5 years old, I used to like Barbie movies and princessy stuff and pink, and everything had to be pink and all of that. And then the not like other girls face just kicked in. And I'm like, I'm not like other girls. I don't like pink. I don't like this. I don't like that. And then that face just kicked in when I was like 13, 14, and it's very cringe to look back on, but I have documented proof of it because I wrote about it in my old blogs and stuff. So there's documented proof of my not like other girls' face, and I don't even want to delete it because of the memories, but it's there. So if somebody goes and reads it, they will know that I was a douchebag. But yeah, now and then that slowly starts wearing off as you know, grow a little bit older. When you're 15, 16, you're like, I am like other girls. And then that's basically where, you know, you and start liking all of the things that you liked as a kid back again. And you're like, hey, this is cool. Feminine things are not bad. Society shouldn't make you feel inferior about them and things like that.
I feel like it. Right now, it came back so strong. I'm like, oh my god, pink! Oh my god, girly movies! I love them. And I think that's apparent from me watching Barbie movies again. I was like, I don't want to feel just nostalgic about it. I mean, I'm always going to feel nostalgic about it, but I want to watch it again. I just did. But I feel like, you know, after that phase of, you know, I like black. You know, after that dumb face comes this wisdom, like, okay, pink is actually freaking gorgeous. Your younger self was dumb. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's there. So, anything else that you want to share? Anything else you want to say? How was your experience with the podcast?
That was so fun. That was really fun. I'm so glad I asked you if you could. I was like, I was listening to it and I was like, I want to do it too. But then I was like, you could just ask her. I was like, I'm going to ask her. And yeah, here we are at the end. And I did not expect it to be done so quickly. We did it so soon. Usually my experience with wanting to do a podcast is it being thrown off to infinity and not happening. So this is really exciting.
We just like switched on a mic and had a phone call kind of conversation. Yes. So honestly, I didn't do anything much. Anchor did all the work. And Anchor, please sponsor us. We're giving you free publicity.
Yes, yes. Anchor.
I would love to have another conversation with you sometime about a topic. We could fix a topic. Well, ask the audience for a topic, maybe. Maybe we could do unpopular opinions. Maybe we could end with a few unpopular opinions today. So do you want to end with any unpopular opinions?
I love ketchup.
It's not an unpopular opinion though. People like ketchup, don't they?
Not as in on my pizza with this, with that. No, I I don't mind drinking ketchup.
Oh, damn. Okay. I don't know if that is unpopular, but I don't like ketchup. But I don't know if that's unpopular. We will see. If you guys think it's unpopular, let us know.
Okay, wait, I have to think of something unpopular opinion. Oh god, brain work. Zap. Oh, I can't think of anything.
It's fine, breathe, take your time. You can say anything, not just unpopular opinions. Just make one up.
Make it up, huh?
Yeah. Half the things on the
Okay.
internet are lies anyways.
Yes, we could all be living in a simulation, so
Oh yeah. That's one of my biggest fears, to be honest.
oh yeah. I mean, we're so dramatic and we're so very serious about everything, and it could all be a joke.
Yeah, that's a very positive way to think about it. We will move on from the topic of simulations back to unpopular
That's
opinions.
my
Thank you.
unpopular opinion.
Oh, all right, all right. I have an unpopular opinion, and you can tell me if it's popular or unpopular. So I think that ballpoint pens are much, much, much better than ink pens or gel pens. I think ballpoint pens are the best types of pens to exist. What do you think? A lot of people say gel pens are better. Schools ban ball pens, but I wrote my board exams with my ballpoint pens because ball pens are
Canvas.
amazing. They don't leak as much. They come for longer. What are your thoughts and what are your opinions? Do you think it's unpopular?
You
Is it popular?
know, remember when we were in, okay, for me, it was in third grade. It was in third grade that we were allowed to write with pen. Okay, so it was this
For me, it was
big,
sixth.
transition. Sorry?
For me, it was in sixth.
Oh no, it
All right,
was third
go on. You became a very mature pen writing citizen
grade.
earlier than me.
It was a big deal. Like, it was like, oh my God, when I get to third standard, we can write in pens. So we used to go around asking our seniors, like, seniors, okay, the third standard seniors. So we used to go around asking them, like, wait, will they allow you to write on your textbooks also in ink pen? And they say, like, no. And I was like, oh, maybe that's for sixth standard, that's for fifth standard something. And it used to be such a big deal, the ink pen and ink filling and hero pen and all of that.
And they used to have this
And
little ball inside, and people liked collecting those balls.
oh yeah, the cat is this. They were such
Yeah,
a big deal
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, true, true.
I feel old.
It
Anyways,
feels like an eternity ago. Oh gosh, I miss
yeah.
being a kid.
Anyways, okay, let's go
Yeah,
on
go
this
on, go on,
on
go on.
the so okay, so so in my school it was like ink pens, proper professional school stuff. Gel pens, they could be runny and they're good, but ball pens are forbidden. Like, they're forbidden. And I used to really hate them in third standard. Like, oh my God, they're so rough and ugly. And and then, but then, yeah, I also wrote my 12th words with the ball pens. But 10th words, definitely ink pen, because 10th words were like the first board exam. So it was so dramatic and so serious. And I mean, 12th words were serious too, but it was this, oh my God, you don't know what's going to happen in a board exam kind of thing. And ball pens, yes, they are more convenient, but I used to really look down on ball pens for a phase in
See,
my life.
that's why people think that ball pens are like if there is a pyramid, people say they will think that ball pens are like the bottom tier. I think they are the top tier. Ball pens are the best.
Yeah, they're like so casual and yeah. But gel pens are like,
Don't
they have a
worry,
bit of ego.
you don't have to agree to my ball pen opinion. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, but I really prefer ball pens, so I don't
As
think I
you
mind
grow
that much.
older, they grow on you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh shit, we're old again. Fun stuff. Faith revolution.
Getting older. Na 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 na
Whew.
na 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 na.
Yeah. 20 is not that old, right? 20 is a new 18.
It feels old. 19 feels old. I
It
feel like I have to figure out everything in the next 2 years or everything is going to collapse and fall into the ground. Oh my gosh.
is.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, okay. I don't know. Like, most of my being 19 year old was just It was like, okay, I'm 19 now. Okay, 18 is over, 18 is over, 18 is over. Now it's like 19 is over, I'm gonna be 20. Ah! I'm gonna be 20 so soon. No. It's, and people are like, she's 20. And I'm like, no, I'm 19. Get it right. I was born in 2001. I gave a whole thing. So yeah.
Right.
Getting old, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good place to end the conversation about us getting older. It was really, really nice talking to you. And I hope we can talk more. And I would love to have you on here again if whenever you have the time. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you so much, Nivedita. Any parting sentences?
Drink ketchup. Stay young. Goodbye. So dumb.
Wear your mask. Get vaccinated.
Oh,
stay
yeah,
in school.
Too.
Don't do drugs.
Yes, definitely. Drugs bad. They're real bad.
Yeah, unless that drug is in the form of a vaccine that you have to inject to protect yourself against this virus, then yeah. Please, take off the drugs you can. All right, yes. I think we'll end it there.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
Vin
so
is also
much.
Saying goodbye.
Thank you, Vin, for like giving us free royalty, free copyright, free music. We owe you one. Right. Goodbye. This is Gayatri and Nivedita signing off. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.